What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Catching Heaters. I am your host, Matt, and as always, I am excited to be here with you today. In this episode, I wanted to take some time and discuss a recent baseball card investment, one particular player that I dropped a decent amount of money on a Bowman Chrome Auto that I'm excited for. I wanted to go over that, kind of what my thought process was on it, go over some other player comparisons for that type of prospect, and overall why I think it's a good investment. So today, or actually last night, I was going through some things, and I haven't been able to get my hands on any of the current Bowman stuff. So I started, you know, doing some research on, you know, Bowman and Chrome Autos. I haven't particularly bought a Chrome Auto of a prospect yet, since I've only been into the hobby the past 6 months. I've just been kind of buying current players that are in the major leagues. But doing my research and kind of how I think this year is going to play out, a player that I just bought his first Bowman Chrome Auto is Dylan Carlson. I'm super excited about the card that I just bought. I bought it last night on eBay, and I really think that moving forward that he's a guy that can ascend in the major leagues and really put his stamp to become one of those top tier players. So I want to talk a little bit about him and what I think the future holds for him, go over some first year players and what the card that I bought and what the comparisons are price wise, and also guys that are kind of right in the tier that he is right now and what their cards are going for. But first off, like I was looking at these Dominguez cards. So obviously he's the hot player right now in Bowman. Most of his cards on there haven't been graded yet, obviously. And the card that I bought was a Blue Wave Refractor of Dylan Carlson. It was a BGS 9.5. And that's the Blue Wave Refractor that I bought. And so I kind of tried to compare that particular card across the board with some players, because that's kind of that mid-range card between the tier levels. You know, you have the purple, the blue, the green, gold, black, red, all those. So I don't really have that top tier level to be able to go after some of those lower number cards. So I kind of wanted to fit in the middle. So those are the cards I'm going to be comparing. But Dominguez, his blue shimmer right now is going for $610 non-graded. And I understand the hype with him being on the Yankees, but he hasn't even played in the United States yet. At the end of the day, he is still a prospect. And to risk that type of money on a prospect that hasn't even played in the United States or put together a couple full seasons. Look, I get if you are able to invest that type of money, it is a good investment if he can make it to the major leagues and it exceeds the hype. But for me, I don't have the type of money or be able to risk that type of bankroll currently on a player that is probably, I don't know, 3-4 years away from the major leagues, and I don't know if I'm going to get that return on my investment quite as quick. So I was trying to target someone that I think if I put my money into now, you know, hopefully 6 months, if the season gets going, to a year, I could see those returns and possibly flip the card. Or if he's having a monster year, hold it and, you know, build up that value long term with him, if I think that his career is going to keep going the way I believe it is. So let me get into Dylan Carlson a little bit. I have talked about him in a previous episode. He is right now, currently he's 21 years old, so he's still very young. He's the number 10 prospect in all of baseball. That's according to Baseball America's website. So he's in the top 10 of all baseball prospects. He's number one in the Cardinals organization. He hasn't had any ABs in the majors yet, but he had a fantastic spring training. The Cardinals' plan was to put him down to begin the season, but with everything going on and the research that I've been doing, the rumors I'm hearing that they might expand the rosters, and I think he's going to be moved up to the active roster, and if they do that, he's going to be playing majority of the time. So I really like, I'm very optimistic on him this year, especially if they allow him to come up. I don't think if they're going to, they're not going to want him to not play at all if they're not going to have any minor leagues. So I think inevitably they're going to have him on the roster. He's going to get playing time because he's the future of the Cardinals. Let's get into his grades a little bit. Overall, he's a 60 grade. He's got a 55 hit. His power is 60. His run is 55. His fielding is 55. And his arm is 50. And the more, if you do some research on him, he kind of has ascended very quickly. So he started at low A out of high school. And he's really ascended through the Cardinal system quickly. At 19, he moved up to high A. And then last year, he moved up to double A and triple A in the same year. And he was just raking last year. He, in 489 ABs, he hit .292. He had 26 home runs and 20 stolen bases. So he really has the potential to be a high average guy. That's kind of what they're saying about him. He's got a great hit tool. He's a switch hitter as well. So I don't see any issues with him having trouble with, you know, left-hander, right-hander mix up. And he has the power to potential to, from what I am hearing, you know, if he could get 30, 35 and steal 20 bags, that's going to be a very good player in the major leagues. So I'm super excited. I really like the purchase that I made, and I want to compare it to some other cards that are, you know, semi-comparative players, but I'm forecasting a little bit as well, because some of these guys have a little bit of a taste in the major leagues, and Carlson is right on the verge of where they might be in their careers currently. Before I get into the two guys that I think compare well, I wanted to touch on, so I looked up Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s Bowman Chrome Auto Blues, just to give an idea. I didn't want to compare him to, you know, Soto or Acuna. I don't think that, I mean, he could. He has the potential to do something like they did in their first 2 years. But I don't want to go too far and get too far ahead of myself, because a Soto Blue Refractor is going for like $4,600. When you're looking at a Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he had basically a full year almost. Not a full year, but his Bowman Chrome Auto Blues are going for about $3,000. And keep in mind, when I'm talking about the blue, that isn't like a wave or a shimmer or anything. That is the true blue. The Carlson that I bought is a blue wave. So it's a little bit of a difference there. There are the true blues as well. I think the true blues might hold a little bit more value. But at the end of the day, I think since they're numbered out of 150, the rarity is there and it's an auto. So I'm excited for that. But for comparison, if Dylan Carlson goes out and hits 25, 30 home runs, steals 20 bags, you could see a very nice rise in that type of card to a Vladimir Guerrero type level there, you know, between 1,500 to 3,000, somewhere in there. I don't know if I'm being overly optimistic, but I think that that's realistic if he goes out and has a great start to his career. So the two guys that I want to compare him to, one, the first one is Gavin Lux, who has a lot of hype around him, and he's going into his first like full year. Everyone's very excited. And his blue wave currently is, and I bought the Carlson in a 9.5 BGS. Lux's blue wave right now is selling for about 9.10 that I saw recently. So expectations, I'm forecasting a little bit, and you might be like, well, Matt, you know, I like Lux a lot better. I think, I don't know much about Carlson. He's really, there's so much hype around the Dodgers team. He's in for a great run. Look, I love Lux also. Big fan of Lux. But when you're looking at comparative numbers, Lux's last full year in the minors is very comparable to what Carlson is doing right now. Lux, in his last year in the minors, he had 458 Bs. He hit 26 home runs, had 10 stolen bases, and he hit .347. So look, that's, he was just on fire. I remember watching him in the minors that year, and he was just going off. So Lux obviously had a big year average-wise, but when you're comparing home runs and then the speed of stolen bases, Carlson has him in the speed, and they hit the same amount of home runs in their last minor league setting. So the potential for Carlson to come in, I think if he plays well, the hype can be there. I think that this card could grow to, at a minimum, where it is right now with the Lux, which would double my money. The next player that I was looking at is Bo Bichette, and he's very similar to where Lux's range is. You know, that blue wave, the card is around that $900 mark. And Bichette has a lot of hype going on, but Bichette's not the power guy. So I wanted to compare somebody that, look, if Dylan Carlson comes in and he hits for good average, hits 300, and he goes on the low side of the home runs, you know, if he doesn't get a lot of power going in his first year and he hits 15, 20 home runs but steals 20 bags, that's kind of where Bo Bichette is in line. I think Bichette has a lot of potential moving forward after his first year. I think he could be a 25 to 30 home run guy with a little bit more speed. But I'm talking about the first year in and where his card is currently. So I think Carlson, if you're comparing on the lower inside to what kind of the year Bichette had, I think realistically, for me, the investment opportunity was there. I can see this card doubling in price as long as everything lines up with Carlson getting the playing time, having a good year. And if it doesn't happen this year, if things kind of are slow with baseball or things don't pan out the right way, I still think long term, since he's so young, he's only 21, he is the future of the Cardinals. He's going to be playing center field, which is huge. They might move him to left depending on his defense, but I really think future-wise, the Cardinals are an organization that are always in the playoff hunt. You have to take that into consideration. They're always in the hunt for championships year over year, and they're going to win one, you know, I mean, hopefully every 5 to 10 years. They should be in that conversation, which would be in his career line. So I like Carlson a lot. I just want to take a few minutes, and I was excited about the buy. I'm a big Cardinals fan. I'm not being a homer here only because I'm a Cardinals fan. I really truly think it's a good investment, and I was hoping that laying out some other players would give a little insight to why. So go out there, take a look at Carlson. Even his first Bowman chromes, I think, are a good buy if you don't have that amount of money. If you have the amount of money to go get the gold and everything, or a black, I think that those have some nice value as well. I don't have the funds to be able to go out and do that with everything else that I'm trying to accomplish in the hobby as well with some other players. But Carlson, I think the future is very bright. He's a top 10 prospect, and I think he's being underlooked a little bit considering the other players that are getting the hype, like Lewis Robert and Wander Franco. Wander Franco's first Bowmans are insane right now. So look, I think it comes down to how they play at the major league level. Everything that I'm reading, Carlson has the pedigree. He comes from a baseball family. Go check him out. Go look at his cards. As always, do your own research. Dive into it yourself. If you think it's something that you might want to get into and invest in, go for it. Please take a look at my other channels that I have on Instagram and TikTok. I'm at Catching Heaters. Please rate this. I would really appreciate it if you gave me 5 stars, wrote me a nice comment on the podcast if you're enjoying it. As always, I really enjoyed it today, guys. Have a wonderful rest of your week. I'm planning on putting out some other content this week, so be on the lookout for that. Enjoy it. Happy hunting out there, and happy investing. You know, man.